再次欢迎大家。
Again, we just want to welcome everybody.
今天我们特别的请了一位牧师来到我们的中间呢，来服侍。
Today we invited Pastor Emil to join us and to serve.
那他是就是世界上很多教会公认的一个先知，服侍了30多年。
He's a well-known prophet among the churches, and he has served for over 30 years.
在他刚信主被圣灵充满的时候呢，他就看到一个异象。
When he first came to Christ, he was filled by the Holy Spirit, and he saw a vision.
那个时候异象里面看到他将来要服侍很多的中国人。
And he saw in the vision that he's gonna, in the future, he's gonna serve a lot of Chinese people.
Is that right?
Right.
所以他就感当时感觉到非常的无语。
At that time, he didn't know what to think.
因为他从来没见过中国人。他在埃及。
Because he lived in Egypt, he's never seen a Chinese person.
他想可能去美国很可以，但是中国从中国人。
So he thought maybe he could go to the United States, but China, I never thought about it.
但是他现在每一次服侍很多中国人的时候呢，他感觉到，哇，神是那么的信实。
But now every time he gets to serve a lot of people from China, from a lot of Chinese people, and he just again just strengthens his faith, knowing that God is in control.
那所以就是他的生命里面呢，充满了很多的神迹，也非常的深刻，他有非常多的幽默。
He has encountered many miracles in his life, and he just finds God is very humorous.
因为过去他 planned 很多东西呢，神给他。都变化比给他更好。
So he had a lot of plans for his life, but often time God would change his path.
但是更好。
But it's always for the better.
以后有机会让他做他的见证。
So there's a chance we want to invite him to share about his testimony as well in the future.
但是今天呢，请老一辈来，就说来服侍我们，我们非常有福。
But today we wanted to just invite him to come and to serve among us.
那今天的这个服饰呢，大概是这样的。我跟他有一些交流，就是说他会讲一篇他心里的道。
So today he's going to share a message with us.
And 完了以后呢，深有感动的话，他就会向着我们中间的神所挑出来的人呢，会发预言。
And if God anoints him, he will prophesy among us.
就说我要解释一下，就说神在我们的中间呢，通过先知服侍的时候呢，我们不太清楚他要服侍谁。
But the Holy Spirit is among us. Sometimes we don't know who he's going to serve, who he's going to speak to.
所以我们非常尊重先知他自己的领受。
So really respect how the Holy Spirit is speaking through the prophet.
我给他什么都没讲。
I haven't told him anything about our congregation, about people here.
所以呢，他所领受的呢，很多准确的东西，你不要说是牧师给他讲的，是神给他讲的。
So whatever he received, it must be from God, because he doesn't know any one of us.
所以呢，你会发现我们通过这样的服事呢，你就知道神非常的真实。
That we know that how real God is and how powerful He is.
那先知的恩赐呢？新约里面是五重执事里面其中一个重要的恩赐。
So the gift of prophecy is an important gift in the New Testament.
One of the five ministries.
It's one of the five ministries.
那使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师，这是最主要的五个执事。Apostle and prophet and teacher, pastor and evangelist. 这是有这样五个重要的恩赐在教会里面。那先知呢是非常重要的恩赐。
The prophecy is one of them. It's very important.
那我长话短说，就是说以后大家需要了解更多呢，我们就参加周日的聚会，一起来读经，还有参加星期六早上的祷告会。
If you want to know more, we can continue to just seek the word, seek the Lord, and we also invite you to come on during our Saturday morning prayer meetings.
那特别是读经呢，大家要跟上，就是说你不一定说每一次都可以参加9:15和9:45这个，但是呢，每一天都要读经。
We also encourage you to read the Bible every day. You don't have to come and join us every day on the study group, but you can just read a word on your own as well.
那所以当我们读经的时候呢, 就在喂养我们自己, 是不是?
As we read, it's like nourishing our life.
到一定成长到一定的程度呢, 神就会来在你的身上, 会有另外一些安排。
And as you grow, God might give you different callings.
他看到你成熟,
as he sees you mature.
所以先知的服事也这样, 有时候呢, 先知不见某些人简化, 现另外一些人简化。 他为什么会向另外一些人讲话呢?
Sometimes probably will speak to this group and that group.
其实牧师也不完全知道。
The pastors don't know why he's speaking to them.
但是有一点大概是这样的。
But there's one thing.
The one thing I can say. 就是神知道那个时候他讲话你会听。
But God knows that at that moment that group will listen.
而且你能够承受，就是你够成熟了。 足够的承受来接受这样一个话语,
and that the group is mature enough to receive the word.
这是非常重要的一点。 所以呢, 平时要来读经, 喂养你自己, 身体要强壮。
So we encourage you to just strengthen your spiritual body by reading the word.
那所以呢, 就是说在先知服事的时候呢, 如果说神没有通过先知向你讲话, 这不代表神不爱你。
So we don't want anyone to feel that if God doesn't speak to you through the prophet directly, that you are less than other people.
所以这是非常重要的，因为神有他讲话的时候。
Because it's God's timing of who he speaks to at that moment.
有可能神不向你讲话，就代表他非常的爱你。
Maybe he doesn't speak to you directly, means he loves you very much.
所以这些神的爱，我们永远不要怀疑。
So never question the love of God.
那圣经里面讲呢，新约的先知呢, 是安慰、劝勉、造就。
In the Bible, in the New Testament, the prophet is to comfort and to build up and to one more.
劝勉就是 encourage.
Encourage.
不像旧约先知以前呢, 就是传讲审判的信息。
Like the prophets in the Old Testament, they often talk about judgment.
当然，旧约的先知也是为了神的爱，表达神的爱要回转。
And of course, they're still portraying God's love to telling people to come around.
所以呢，大家的心要敞开，特别的新约，因着耶稣的缘故呢，就是说耶稣讲，他说我来是要拯救，不是为了审判。
But Jesus has said he has come for our salvation, to come to save us, is not to judge us.
所以这个时候呢，大家不管你是信主的还是不信主的呢，一定要相信神非常爱你，是为了拯救，为了安慰，为了造就。
And I just want to tell you that God loves you and just want to encourage you that he want to build you up.
那首先当然就是说，一般来说先知的话呢是对着信主的人讲的，但是有时候呢，先知也会在会众里面找不信主的人讲。
Oftentimes, the prophet is speaking to believers of Christ, but sometimes he will speak to people who are not yet a believer yet.
所以这在于神，他那个时候他知道每一位能够信心到什么样的程度，但是有一点是非常的清楚的，神非常的爱我们。The
authority is God, but what we do know is that God loves everyone.
当爱临到你的时候呢，你会感觉到。
真的非常被爱你。When God's love pull over you, you feel very loved.
那你感觉到被爱的时候呢，你就很想亲近他。And
when you feel love, you just want to get closer to him.
这是先知，不光是旧约、新约，如果我们有正确的这个对神的看法的话，就是这样。If
we have the right understanding about God, then we know that is.
那我下面的时间呢，我觉得非常宝贵，我就交给Emil牧师来讲道。So
I just want to invite Pastor Emil to come and share with us.
大家敞开心来接受，我来为他做翻译。谢谢威廉，谢谢威廉。So I invite Pastor Emil. Oh, we need two chairs. 因为他的最近的腿呢摔了一下，他的膝盖不太舒服，年纪也比较大了。 所以我也有这个资格坐下来当老一辈了。
Yes. I am very honored.
我感觉非常的荣幸。
To be among you.
能够来到你们的中间。
I'm Egyptian.
我是一个埃及人。
And you are Chinese.
你们是中国人。We have some Indian, Eastern Indian.
Indian.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Fijian.
And you?
Fijian.
Fijian.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. One day when I was still in Egypt.
有一天我还在埃及的时候
I saw multitudes of Chinese people.
In a vision. 他就在一线里面看到很多很多的中国人。
And I was preaching to them.
那一线里面看到呢，我就在对着他们讲道。
Then I said to myself,
我就对我自己讲
I have nothing to do.With the Chinese people.
我跟中国人毫无关系。
It's something very far away for me.
这是一个非常遥远的事情。
But for my surprise,
但是非常的吃惊。
Afterwards,
过后呢？
A dear pastor, you know him all.
你们可能认得这位牧师，一个亲爱的牧师。
Pastor David Daly,
就是我们的戴维的牧师，是母堂的一位一埃及牧师。
He is Egyptian.
他也是一个埃及人。
Spoke to Pastor Gideon.
他给我们的赵牧师讲，就是上次母堂聚会的时候，那个白头发赵牧师，那个埃及牧师，就是他讲的戴牧师。
That we need Pastor Emil.
他就告诉他说，我们需要伊米尔牧师，就是他。
To be in our church.
需要，让他来到我们的教会。
Right away, Pastor Gideon has started the measures of immigration.
那赵牧师呢，立刻就开始行动，给他办移民。
Accordingly,
同时呢
my.Highest calling is for the Chinese.
我就发现我最高的呼召是为了中国人。
Even to the point that I say always, I am a Chinese.
甚至到了一个程度，我告诉别人我说我是个中国人。
How come?
You look like Chinese, actually.
I am Egyptian.
我就说，这怎么可能呢？我是一个埃及人。
But the Lord, it changes.
但是呢，神会改变人。
My citizenship.
神会改变我的国籍。
To be a Chinese.
让我成为一个中国人。他非常爱中国人。
This is a show. Notice.
这是一个很短的一个报告。
About my card.
关于我的护照。
Today.
今天呢？今天圣灵带领我
to speak on a very important scriptural subject.
今天呢，圣灵带领我要讲一个非常重要的课题，是圣经里面的
entitled
就是题目
sanctification
题目就是。成圣就是圣圣化，成为圣洁。
Why for sanctification?
那为什么要成为圣洁呢
？Because lack of sanctification may cause us to be.Under judgment.
那如果不成为圣洁呢？可能让我们会落在审判之下。
If we go to Romans chapter 8.
如果我们翻到罗马书第八章
，It speaks about justification of faith。
这里讲到因着信称义，因信称义。
It's a preliminary experience.In Christian life.
这是在人信主的初期 有的一个经历。
Whatever you have the desirability.
你不管有什么样的欲望
，to be religious，
或者你要成为一个非常虔诚的人
，unless you experience the first.Experience in Christian life.
除非你经历，就是基督徒最初的一个经历
which is the proclamation of the faith in Christ.
就是来承认在耶稣基督里面的信仰。
You are not accepted.
那如果我们不能够承认 对基督的信仰，我们没有办法被主接纳。
Whatever religiosity you have,
不管你有什么样的宗教行为。
In verse 1,
在第八章第一节，
There is therefore now no condemnation.
这里讲到呢，如今那些在基督里、耶稣里的就不定罪了。
No condemnation.
就是在主里面没有定罪。
Means justification.
不定罪就是说你已经被称为了义人。
To them which are in Christ Jesus.
就是对那些已经在耶稣基督里的人。
And not in religiosity.
不是说你有任何宗教的行为能够来不被定罪。
In Christ Jesus.
而是在基督耶稣里。
Who walk not after the flesh.
那这样的人呢，他不会随着肉体行事。
But after the Spirit.
是随着圣灵行事。
So,
所以呢，
When you are justified,
当你被主耶稣称为义的时候，
you are walking not after the flesh,
你不会根据
after the spirit,
过去的老我肉体行事，而是会随从圣灵行事。
But
可是
if you are not in a continuation,
如果你不是继续不断地行在圣灵里面，
of what you have experienced,
就是你曾经经历过的里面，
in justification,
就是不是心在这个银杏称义里面，
You may commit many bad doing.
你可能会行为行出很多不好的东西来。
Of faith,
在你迎着信称义之后
，right away,
那紧接着的
starts sanctification,
就是一个成圣的过程，是一个变为圣洁、被洁净的过程。
If we wanna define out of definition,
那如果我们要来给一个定义
，sanctification
就是给这个成圣来一个定义。
Precisely speaking,
那如果精确的来讲。
It means,
那就是说
mortification of our sinful nature,
就是彻底的致死我们有罪的那些性情。
But the problem is,
可是问题出在哪里呢？
How can I mortify my sinful nature?
但是我们怎么能够来致死我们有罪的这个老我呢？
Because when we first accepted the Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们初次接受主耶稣为我们主的时候，
a radical change happens.
这个非常彻底的一个改变会发生。
But it doesn't mean that we have.Becoming infallible.
那这不代表说我们就不会跌倒。
Still, we have our own nature.
我们还会有我们的老我。
To do things against the Lord.
会做跟主来相违背的事情。
To mortify.
要致死我们的肉体。
Means to cause.Your sinful nature to die.
就是说让你有罪的性情要死去。
Oh, wonderful.
哇，这是一个非常美好的事情。
可是 You will continueYour life fighting the sinful nature.
也就是说，你会继续不断在你生活里面呢，要来跟你的有罪的这一个性情来对抗。
If we go to Romans chapter 12,
如果看看罗马书第十二章
I beseech you therefore, brethren,
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们
By the mercies of God,
是按照神的慈悲十二章第一节
Why is such a calling by the mercies of God?
为什么这样的一个呼召需要神的慈悲呢？
Because we will never mortify our sinful nature.
因为我们自己不能真的对付我们自己的有罪的肉体。
In an obligatory way.
不可能通过一种律法的境界的一种方式来改变我们这种有罪的性情。
But by the mercies of God.
那是靠着神的慈悲才能够做到他的怜悯。
That you present your bodies.
这样呢，让我们将身体献上
，a living sacrifice，
当作活祭。
I'm wondering if we sacrifice anything，
那当作活祭呢，就是活的一个器物，是不是要牺牲一些什么东西呢
？It's no more living。
那是不是我们就说要失去一些东西，我们不再是那样活着呢
？But the astonishing thing，
令人吃惊的事情是
Whenever we mortify or present our bodies,
任何时候把我们的身体献上
，a living sacrifice，
献上当作活祭。
Oh, accordingly, the more you mortify yourself, the more you are living.
那事实上呢，越把我们自己献上当作活祭，我们发现我们越活的，就是那个生命活出来。
The less you mortify your body,
越是不让我们的有罪的性情死去。
It is not living.
我们越发现呢，就是当时不活。
Amazing.
那很吃惊的是。
The more we mortify,
我们。老我死的越多
，the more we have a living sacrifice，
我们献上这个活的祭就更多。
Sacrificial life，
那是一个献祭的一个生命。
You know the word。Sacrifice.
大家知道这个祭物是什么意思吗？牺牲。
Christian life.
基督徒的生活。
Is sacrificial.
就是一个牺牲的生活，一个活祭。
You have to sacrifice your time.
你需要来献上你的牺牲你的时间。
Sacrifice your pleasures.
献上你很多的娱乐。
Sacrifice everything.
牺牲很多的东西，甚至所有的东西。
Sacrifice.Having more money，
那你可能你要牺牲，不需要有更多的金钱。
Our Christian life，
我们基督徒的生活
is mainly sacrificial，
是一个牺牲的生命。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If someone is trying to take your money,
如果有人试图要来夺走你的金钱
，forcibly，
就是要来夺你的钱财。
Take it away.
让他夺吧。
Oh, Christianity is a very heightened principle.
因为基督徒的生命是一个非常高的一个标准的生活。
If a friend of yours，
如果你的朋友
is trying to take away something precious。In your life，
在你拿走你生命里面非常宝贵的东西
，Take it away，
你让他拿吧。
What？
你在说什么呢
？In order to live a very peaceful life.
目的是要过一个非常和平的生活，平安的生活。
It's a total commitment.
那这是一个非常需要委身的生活。
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
这是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉。
Reasonable service means acceptable.
这里说神所喜悦的，就是神喜欢的，神能够接纳的、悦纳的。
Without such a kind of sanctification.
没有这样一个成圣的生活，
Your service is not reasonable.
对什么来说，我的献祭是不一定被悦纳的。
And be not conformed to the world.
不要效法这个世界。
To conform with, to be similar to.
那效法这个世界，就说跟这个世界同流合污。
I am wondering, many men now is having long chin. Why for that?
那我现在不太清楚为什么好多的男士们这个脸拉得长长的。
Why?
为什么
？Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们
，We shouldn't be conforming to the world.
我们不要效法这个世界。
And even some women,
甚至有些姐妹们
try to make their hair very short.
有些姐妹们把这个头发剪得短短的
being similar to the world,
就是效法这个世界。
I hate such things.
我不喜欢这样的事情。
Because it's an imitation of the world.
这是来效法这个世界。
But be you transformed by the renewing of your mind.
只要心意更新而变化。
What does the word transformation mean?
这里更新是什么意思呢？更新变化是什么意思呢？
Transformation, radical change.
这是一种
according to the word of God.
这是一种极尽的。
Not according to the world.
按照神的话语的一种极尽的一种改。变不是按照这个世界。
Sometimes,
有时候
，when someone who is not really changed radically，
我们会看到有的人。没有在这个主里面在变化。
Oh, and turned it radically in his ways.
没有在这个行为上有这种变化。
Then we say, what is that?
那这是什么呢？什么事呢？
Because of the renewing of the mind.
但是如果我们的行为有很大的变化呢，让人知道就是我们的心意在更新而变化。
The renewing of the mind doesn't mean
那个心意更新变化呢
to be totally similar to others.
不是说跟别人一模一样。
But,
而是说
to be unique.
而是说你要成为一个神呼召你的一个特别的人。
How can I renew my mind?
我怎么能够变化我的心思意念呢？
If we keep obeying the word of God.
如果我们继续不断地来顺服神的话语。
If you don't apply the word of God in your life,
如果我们在生命里面不应用神的话语，不实践神的话语，
your religiosity is futile.
你所谓的宗教生活是毫无用处的。
Then you may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
那这里说呢，就是说叫你们查验何为神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
If I finish my sermon,
如果今天在这里结束的话
，saying, how can we know the will of God?
那我们可以问一个问题：我们怎么样知道神的旨意呢
？Sometimes.We do have many choices.
好多时候我们有非常多的选择。
But I am not really discerning what is the best choice according to the word of God.
但是呢，我们没有按照神的话语去选择那个最好的。
Especially when many things are on my way.
特别是当我们做事情的时候，好多东西拦阻在我们的道路上面。
Accordingly, we may think what is the best.
那同时呢，我们就想到哪个是最好的选择。
In our own conception,
有时候是根据我们自己的意思。
But,
可是
you may not ask the Lord whether it is the will of God or not.
但是我们需要去祷告奉神。这个是不是神的意思
？But many of us always thinking what is the best for us.
我们很多人呢，常常在想哪个是对我们最好的
，and ignore the word of God.
确实把神的话语忽略了。
You know what?
你知道。
The renewing of our mind.
行义更新变化。
Through the word of God,
是通过神的话语。
It helps us to discern.
通过神的话语才能够帮助我们来分辨。
What is the word of God?
分辨哪是神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，If we are not willing to do the word of God,
如果我们不愿意来行神的话语
，the devil will make many deceptions.
那仇敌撒旦呢，会有很多欺骗的方法。
And many believers are led by deceptions.
很多的信徒就被欺骗了。
But
可是。
When you renew your mind by the word of God, you will discern the best thing in all existence, which was the will of God.
如果你让神的话语来改变你的心思意念，你就会有那种洞察的能力。
Now,
现在呢
？Can we take few minutes?
能不能我们花几分钟的时间
？To pray,
来祷告。
That you may have the right.
祷告我们会有那个洞察的能力
of everything on earth
对世界上所有的事情
which conforms the will of God
能够让我们知道哪次让我们跟神的心意合起来
My question
我的问题是
Do you wanna have your life a string of
你愿意不愿意在你的生命里面错过神在你的身上的旨意呢
？Or doing the will of God，
让你能够愿意去做什么呼召呢
？Just we have a minute of prayer，
所以我们自己呢有一两分钟，我们来祷告
，to help us。To do the word of God.
让神来帮助我们做神的行神的话语
Which is the will of God.
这就是神的心意旨意
Fairland Kareem Mara Rodenama Shreva manhuti keruti keruti keri. Mariana Olga, Lord, we confess.
神啊，我们来到你面前承认。
That we have not. doing your will.
我们承认我们没有行在你的旨意里面。
According to the word of God.
没有行在你的话语里面。
And this caused.
那么这个呢，让我们。
Judgment in many things.
在很多的事情上，我们被落在审判之下。
Now,
现在呢
？We are all asking you.
我们都来祈求你
，to help us.
来帮助我们
，to do your will.
来行你的旨意。
And
同时
，not let the devil
我们不会允许仇敌撒旦
deceive us
来欺骗我们
by all means
用一切的方法
give us
主啊，你给我们一个
full liberty。
给我们一个完全的一个自由
，because of our sinful nature，
从我们的旧的老我、有罪的老我里面脱出来
，help us，
帮助我们
，to do your will，
来行你的旨意
，otherwise our lives will be。Very miserable.
不然的话，我们的生活会非常的凄惨。
We wanna live in happiness.
我们需要活在一个平安、喜乐里面、幸福里面。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
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 请师傅给牧师倒一杯水。
I need a song.
你的
song.
就是来带领一些敬拜。那么你会在，我给大家解释一下，就是说，牧师在给大家服侍的时候呢，敬拜非常的重要。所以呢，请大家带领一些敬拜。你们从灵里面带自由的带就好。那刚才讲的信息呢，我给大家做一些解释。我们最主要的，我们这个城市呢，靠的是谁？靠的是耶稣。大家要记住，不是靠自己。越靠自己，你越发现靠得住。So our sanctification depends on whom, not ourselves. It's on Jesus Himself. That's why we always look up to God and thank Him and ask Him and we pray, thank Him for His blood.Thank Him for His Holy Spirit. Sanctification is a process also is established by God. It's not by ourselves. What we do is we need to have a willing heart. We need to have a willing heart, that's all. And open our hearts, believe God's love. 我们需要呢张开我们的心，相信主的爱，这是非常重要的。而且大家也要知道，就是说，对付老我，放下你有罪的自我呢，你不会失去任何的东西。我是一个见证，我天天祷告都是让我的老我彻底死掉。你的新我呢，生给你的是什么？尽是美好的东西。你丢掉的全是垃圾，捡来的全是宝石。神要给你最好的。有时候我们一些东西放不下。其实你放下以后发现，哇，神给的那自由广阔的天空，是不是？所以呢，大家要非常清楚，就是神的目的呢，让我们按照他的话语去行，不是要来限制我们，而是要给我们自由。耶稣说，我的灵在哪里，哪里就要得自由。所以就是我们要一个自由的灵，主要是耶稣基督的宝血。It's a Lord wanted to give us freedom, true freedom. This is very important. The Lord does not want to take us anything away take only the garbage away and give us pearls, treasures. But it needs faith. That's why it's salvation by faith. Sanctification is also by faith. It's not by works. Am I right? Sanctification is also faith. It's by Jesus, not by our own acts. Yeah. So this is very important. 所以我呢也继续的带大家做一个祷告。刚才先知拣先知的道，这是非常重要，因为他是一个得胜者。
But we have to bring out our faith into practicality.
就是我们的信心呢，必须要带到一个日常生活里面，在时间的层面，就是小心处的，这是非常重要。Amen. 我来带大家再做一个祷告，好吧？大家可以来起立，对吧？也可以动一下。I ask everybody to stand up and ask the Lord to give us more faith and put into action. That's the real faith. When we act, we will see the difference. 当我们心动的时候，我们看到神怎么样在我们的身上给我们那种自由。当我们出去传福音的时候，你发现一个人那个传福音就怕传福音，但是你传的时候你发现哇，神的能力在我的身上，神的赏赐在我的身上。当你不能宽恕一个人，但是你就靠着神的话语去宽恕一个人，饶恕一个人的时候，一下发现那种极大的自由领导你，极大的幸福感领导你，极大的平安领导你。当你能够来给别人，街上需要钱的人给他钱的时候，你发现极大的自由领导你。所以我们要明白这个性情一定要进入一个实践，不是只是听道而已。主啊，是的，我们再次的感谢你，感谢你，哈利路亚！你把你的你赦免我们一切的罪，而且把圣灵赐给我们，让我们得以自由。哈利路亚，把美好的生命赐给我们，越活越精彩。哈利路亚！主啊，我们真的失去的是我们不需要的，放下的是我们不需要的，得到的是我们需要的，永远不能失去的。Lord, we thank you for your blood. Thank you for opening the doors to access to all the treasures from heaven. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, which gives us power and love to sanctify us. Thank you, you also give the Holy Spirit and the faith we can put into action and we can experience.More and more of your love and the reality of your word. 主啊，让我们来同时来经历你的这个话语的能力，奉主耶稣的名。主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，赞美。大家请坐，我们有一些敬拜。在敬拜的时候呢，先是他会可能点名要服侍大家。如果点到谁的话，你就坐到前面来，就敞开心来听。也可以做一些录音。你回去以后呢，我不明白的你可以来找我，我可以跟你一起来祷告，一起来一些解释。另外非常重要的，先知发的预言呢，真正的成就是需要牧养，要来听神的话语，要牧养。因为当神把一个启示和呼召放在你心里的时候呢，撒旦也不会放过你，因为你要进入你的命定，进入你的幸福，进入你的圆满的时候呢，撒旦会来欺骗。所以你需要被牧养，那有时候有个很长的一个过程，这个过程不知道是一年两年还是十年。我曾经有一个神学院的教授，他在八岁的时候，一个先知向他发预言，他将来会在加拿大神学院教书。但是呢，他读了工程，在剑桥大学读了工程，是英国人。后来呢，读工程读来读去就信主，后来呢就读了神学。后来48岁的时候呢，就在神学院教书，是我的教授。从8岁到48岁，中间经历很多的事情。但是呢，这个预言有什么意义呢？这非常有意义。为什么？当你回过头看的时候呢，你就知道神多么的信实，神多么的爱一个人。I just want to say that when you receive a prophetic word, Most important is to receive pastoral care, to listen to the word, to worship God, because who can accomplish all this calling is God Himself. That's why you need to be cared for. And otherwise, the devil is going to deceive you, discourage you. So come to the church to worship together, fellowship together, and listen to the word of God. And reading the word of God is very important. I just gave an example. I had a professor in Regent College. It's a Bible school. And he had a prophecy when he was 8 years old. And the prophet prophesied he's going to be in Canada to be a professor. So what happened was, this happened when he was 48 years old, after 40 years. And it's amazing. He was an engineer, and later on went to Bible school and become a professor in the Bible school. But after all this, he found that God is so faithful. God is so powerful. You want to follow Him more. So that's what I want to say as a pastor. After you receive the word from a prophet, the pastor needs to be to kick in. I need to do my job is to watch and to care so the word can be fulfilled. 我作为一个牧师的职责呢，就是要跟你们一起来同行，来带领你一起来经历神的话语，完了以后呢，让你进入这样的命定，这是非常重要的。哈利路亚，主啊，现在我们一起来敬拜。